So we went to Iraq, and the first time we went, I was so scared. We didn't know what to expect, what to see. We went to a hotel, and they sent us a message from the reception. You need to get down, you and your daughter. You are to meet government officials. Government officials? Which government? The ISIS government? Or the government of Iraq? Or the Kurdish government? Or what exactly? But we had no choice. We went down, me and Jackie, and we were taken in a very nice car. And we didn't see, we didn't really know where we're going. So we went to a very nice, like, palace. And we went to a very nice room where a very nice man, well-dressed, came up and said, Yvette El-Bayadi, this is my Egyptian name. This is the name on television. Yvette El-Bayadi is here. I want to honor you and thank you for coming. And I know that you're coming to do good for our people. So I said, how can I help you? He said, I'm going to help you help us. We need winter gears. We need blankets. We need this and we need that. All of the items that God told me to collect, he asked me for it. He said, I have it ready in California. Who do we send it to? I didn't know who do we send it to. Who would be the co-signee? He said, he gave me all the information and the co-signee information that this container will go and it will not pass through the ISIS pass, but it will go through the health department. So it will be like for health reasons and humanitarian reasons. I don't know how the container got there in 15 days. 15 days was collected, 15 days was there. How? God sends the wind. And while all of this was taking place, we went back to the hotel. And we got another call from the reception. Somebody wants to meet you down here. Okay. I wasn't too fearful because I knew it's not going to be some crazy people. So we went down, and one of the army generals, he said, can I sit down with you in a private room with the American group that you're with? They knew everything, you know. Once we got in, you know, I think they informed the authority that who we are and what we're doing. So this man, we got into a small room, and this man, he told us, we were raised up knowing that before we go to war, we ask the Christians to bless us and to put their hands on us. Wow. And to send us the war so we can have the victory. And we are waiting for a word that we're going to be going to war to free Mount Sinjar that ISIS, you know, was overtaken. And we're going to fight them there, and we're going to free that mount, and we are going to have a path from the bottom of the mount to the top of the mountain so we can send help to the people who's been there. With no food, with no water, with no blankets. So we don't know when this will take place, but we know it's coming soon and we're ready. Can you pray for us? The whole group puts their hands on this man and his assistant, and we pray the blessing over them. While we were there, the war started, and they started to have, you know, the war, and they won the war. And they started to build that, you know, like a way for the cars to go to the top of the mountain to go get the people and to help the people. And guess what? The container that it was sent, it arrived and it was among the first containers to get to this place. Wow. To help the people. Awesome. Are you ready to be crazy for God? Are you ready to say, yes, Lord? Yeah. I will do it no matter what. And he will send the right people, the right provision. He will do it. All what he's asking is the yes. And we are sharing today about the mighty God in the midst of the war. Is he there? Yes. Do you know something? I have news for you. Probably you know it, probably you don't. There are Christian people in this part of the world. The news doesn't talk about it. When the news talks about the Middle East, all what they talk about is the radicals, the killings, the destruction, and all of these things. But nobody knows that there are Christian people there. Nobody knows that that's where it's all started. Do you know what are the first five churches that was established, and it's in the Bible? The first church was Jerusalem. The second church was the Antioch, Syria. The third one was the Iraq. The fourth one was Egypt. The fifth one was Rome. That's where it's all started. The first four Christian churches was established in the Middle East. That's why it's a war zone. It's a war between God and the enemy. Who will be on the throne? When I was in Aleppo, Syria, and Damascus, I saw the Christians there. They said, nobody knows that we exist. But I met an 11-year-old boy who was wounded in his foot. His brother, his twin brother, died in a school bombing. And I told him, why don't you leave Syria and go anywhere else for a better place, safer place? He looked at me as if he wanted to tell me, are you crazy? And I said, yes, I'm crazy. Crazy enough to be here with you. So he said, if Christians will leave the Middle East, this will be the throne of Satan. Wow. 11-year-old boy. Wow. He has this revelation. He said, I am not going to leave. The blood of my brother is speaking in heaven. And if I die, my blood will be speaking. You have brothers and sisters in this part of the world. With the internet and with everything that's going on now, everybody's looking for brothers or sisters or families. I'm telling you here, I'm the internet voice. You have brothers and sisters in this part of the world. You have fathers and mothers in this part of the world that they are crying out for you. And they are telling you, we're here. We exist so you can have safety wherever you are. Because if there is no safety in this part of the world, and Satan will take his throne there, there will be no peace. All over the world. There will be killing, destruction, theft, and all of the Satan's skills will be multiplied. So today is the voice for you to know that you have family there. What are you going to do with your family? And I'm here just to share with you what I have seen God doing in this part of the world. I'll tell you a story of a widow. Before I went to Iraq the first time, I didn't know what I will see. I have no idea. But I received a message from a friend of mine from Florida, and another message from a friend of mine. The other one from San Diego, I didn't know her. But the one from Florida, she knows me. And she told me, the Lord showed me that you're going to meet a widow. And the widow is saying some words. And I wrote the words on a note, and I will send it with you. and I want to donate $100 for this widow. And the other lady, she's from Florida. Her name is Mona. The other one is from San Diego. Her name is Susan. She called me. She got my number from the television. I didn't know her before. She said, the Lord talked to me, and he told me to give you $3,000. And this $3,000 will be for a widow that she's crying out to God. I took the $3,100 and I said, Lord, how am I going to meet this widow? You know, you send her the money, I'm the postman. You just show me the address. And I went to a church and we had a lovely time in that church and we were talking. And I shared with the worship leader. And I said, I didn't tell him that I have money or anything. I just said, there is a widow here that I need to see. He said, are you crazy? 75% of women here are widows. But the Lord was saying that the widow, she's a newly, you know, her husband just died. I said, her husband just died, not more than 10, 15 days ago. He said, I really don't know. And I started to ask the pastors, nobody knew. So we went back to the hotel, and while, you know, about 48 hours before we left, the worship leader called me, I found your widow. I said, how? He said, I have an appointment with a pastor. He said, sorry, I have to cancel this appointment because there is a widow. Her husband just died about 10 days ago, and I have to go to see her. So I knew she's the one, and I'm going now with the pastor to see her. He brought the widow with her three daughters to the hotel to see me because he was sure she's the one. And we kept talking and I kept asking her, what do you like to do? She said, I never worked in my life. My husband was a rich man. He supplied all of our needs. And I was just like, she's beautiful, by the way. And we kept talking till I found out that she likes to do hair and she's in the beauty and skincare and all of these things. So I said, what does it take that you can be a hair specialist or to have a salon or something? We kept counting how much the cost and everything. Guess how much was the cost? He is the God, the mighty God in the midst of the war. He sent the word to a lady in Florida and someone else in San Diego to reach out to someone in Iraq. Wow. Is there a distance for God?
No.
I want to show you this clip, and I want to introduce you to her after she has her own salon and what God has done.
مرة جيت هنا هو كردستان وواحدة صاحبتي من فلوريدا ربنا وراها ان انا هقابل واحدة جوزها لسه متوفي قريب وكتبت لها نوتة وبعتت لها مبلغ وكتبت عن نوتة الكلمات اللي هي بتقولها لها وانا جاية مش عارفة انا هقابل مين هقابلها ازاي بسأل في الكنيسة في واحدة ارملة حديثة دلوقتي لسه جوزها توفى قال في ناس كتير بس هنعرف ازاي ربنا عمل معجزة ان انا اقابلها ربنا دبرها بطريقة غير عادية لما جيتي وقعدنا نفكر مع بعض طب تحبي تعملي ايه لقيتي نفسك بتعرفي تعملي ايه او بتحبي تعملي ايه
بصراحة انا كنت ما يعني ما مفكرة في غد شيء يعني بس من بغير بس الصالون يعني ما اعرف لا اروح لا اجي لا اشتري يعني بشغل او عندي شهاده بس غير شغله الصالون جد يعني فجاه على بالي لما قلت لك انا اعرف يعني بشغله الصالون احبه يعني مثل هوايه عندي
تعالوا نروح مع بعض دلوقتي ونشوف المحل الهديه اللي ربنا عمله لروعه عن طريق منى وعن طريق سوزان من فلوريدا لسان دييغو في اخر الدنيا الرب بيتكلم أحبائي، قدمنا ليكم نموذج حي وشهادة حية عن ربنا ممكن يعمل إيه للأرملة، للتعبان، للي مش لاقي، للي كل الأبواب اتقفلت قدامه. إزاي هو ممكن يفتح باب من مكان لا يمكن تتوقعه ولا تتخيله؟ الله يفتح ولا أحد يغلق.
Let's give God glory. Let's give God glory. He's the same God for the widow. He's the same God for you today. What is your need today? What are you searching for? What do you feel like you have that God left you and he doesn't even know what's going on in your life? He knows. And this is a testimony. God can send provision. God can send the liver for your daughter from far away. He can send the love that you're looking for, the need that you have, the daughter she's away, the son that he's away. God knows. And this is a testimony of how God cares. And there is no distance. And there is no way that he cannot reach out to you. The same God who did this for this lady, for the widow, he can do it for you. Be encouraged. Be lifted up. Are you in a war? There are many different wars. And we all go through wars. What kind of war you're in? He's the mighty God in the midst of your war. He's the God of victory in the midst of your war. Am I okay on timing? How many more minutes do I have? 20? Love you, John. Should we rejoice because we have this kind of God? The God that we can trust. The God that we can see and we can touch. The God that we can see his work. And the God that we should look for his ways and be hungry to learn of his ways. I'll show you another story. When we were in Iraq, we just went to the camp and we came back. And when we came back, we had the van full of clothes, winter gear. It was so cold. It was very, very, very cold. And we noticed an unfinished building. And we noticed that there are some movement in there with very small lights, like candles or something. So I felt there were people there. So I said, why don't we just go there and see if there is anybody there we can help? So we went and we started to hold her and said, is there anybody here? Anybody's here? Yeah, we're here. I said, well, come down. It's too cold, we can't come down. We're cuddling together, women and children. So I said, just try to come down. We have some blankets and we have some things to keep warm. They came down. And when they came down, we had, we brought all of the jackets and the blankets and socks and beanies. And the kids were just so cold, and the mother started to grab the things and to cover the children. And we had enough that each child had a jacket, and they all had socks. They were barefooted in shoes. And after they all felt so warm, and we kept hugging and kissing them and encouraging them and telling them, God loves you, and that's why we're here. I said, can we all gather to take a picture? And a boy started to improvise, a little boy, a song, say, God loves me. When they felt that they are warm enough, they started to feel that God loves them and God cares for them. And this little boy started to improvise a song declaring that God loves me. For the gift of distribution and caring for the people does not only supply their needs, but it brings thanksgiving to God. And we bring glory when we see the God of war, the God of glory in the midst of war. The God of glory in the midst of war. I want to show you this little boy, and you can sing with him and enjoy him when he says, God loves me. I love you. The enemy is around bragging about what he's doing in your life and in the war. I'm killing, I'm destroying, I'm stealing. But do you know why the enemy is doing all of this? We're allowing him to do it. You know why? Because nobody says stop it. And nobody says restore. I'm not saying this from my own mind. I'm saying it from the Bible. Okay, can we see this verse in the Bible? The verse is in Isaiah. It's in Isaiah 42, verse 22. Can we read it together? Okay, go ahead. Do you see the power of this verse? This is a golden key for victory. This is a good weapon. This is a very strong weapon. It's just for us to say restore. How do we say restore? This is an action, a call to action. Restore. Restore. You're the young people. You're the young people that God give you lots of knowledge and lots of revelations, even in the nature, through the internet. We can say restore. And today I'm going to share with you a few things that we can say restore in a practical way. And we'll do it together. We'll do it together. One of the ways to say restore is to expose the enemy's plan and what he's doing. And I'm calling you. How many people have computer and have social media? We all do. Okay. I ask you to go to our YouTube channel. It's called Roads of Success. Our Facebook, our Instagram, remember, Roads of Success. Roads of Success. There are some brochures there you can take with the name. And you will see many stories, like the widow's story and the boy. And you make it go viral. share the glory of God in the midst of wars that nobody hears about. Let the world know that there is God and He cares in a practical way in the midst of war. Share that verse that I gave you so people can move. The glory of God can go viral. The practical way. You are the young people who are capable of doing this. And God gave it to you at your fingertip, at your iPhone. And if you're using Android too. You can do it. We can do it together. Right? Right. Many other ways we can do it. But this is the most important way. Awareness is 75% of winning any war. We need to cause the right awareness, not the wrong awareness. Since that time, we kept sending container after container after container after container. And guess what? For God to move the American Air Force and to say, we've been watching you, we need to partner with you. And instead of sending things by ship on the sea, we will send it to you by our flight. Isn't that God? Yes. Who are we? We're just a small immigrant Egyptian people. Our organization is very small. Probably you think about yourself, I'm so small. What can I do? You can do a lot. You can invade nations. You can talk to governments. You can change laws. Don't think of yourself, you're so small. You're a tool in the hand of the mighty God. Yeah. Do you want another story about how can God use small people? Yeah. Okay. I'm small in size, you know. When we go in the plane, Jackie's taller than me. So she's not comfortable in the chair. I said, yeah, I'm comfortable. I can stretch my leg. We were invited to go to the United Nations. My daughter Jacqueline, her name is Jacqueline Isaac, so you can Google her. She's an attorney, state planning attorney. God called her to do what she's doing. We went to the United Nations just for the first time to see, you know, so excited to be there with our friends. A man came by us and he said, you too, do you have a nonprofit? Yes. I Googled your name, Jackie, and I saw that you went to Iraq with your mom. And I have a suggestion for you. Said, what? He said, why don't you apply for a status with the United Nations? Consultative status. He said, what? He said it again. So we started to say, what does it take? You know, a long application, and you have to make this amount of money, and big organization established, you know, you have to have at least this amount of income. He said, we cannot qualify for this. But God said it. He sent this man who doesn't know anything about us. And we checked with other big organizations that they said it took us 18 years to get approval. So I said, let's just fill the application. We filled the application. And we got it the first time. Wow. Are we small? God is looking for the small thing. Don't despise the small things. God can do a lot with the small thing. Because of this status, we were able to change laws in New York last November, and have events to cause awareness. And with the UN Parliament, in the UK Parliament in London, changed laws and cause awareness, and they decided to agree about what's happening to Christians and minority and Yazidis in the Middle East is a genocide, after they refused it 5 times. When they saw what happened, the real stories that I'm telling you, the UK Parliament changed their mind. Can God do it? I'm sorry I didn't send you this UK Parliament clip. I don't know if you can find it on YouTube. It's a UK Parliament. Will be great. Probably Corinne can help you to show the glory of God in the midst of government to make decisions. Because the voice of the voiceless is being raised up. The voice of the blood of the saints that's been poured in this land is crying out. And God is calling the small people, the big people, the everybody. They are crying out, I will let their voice be heard. And I will cause justice. And I will bring justice. I am a response here for the blood of the saints, the crying of the blood of the saints. That's why God moves you. Because there are saints up there. Their blood is crying out. We're talking about huge things that we are not aware of. We are called to a great and big kingdom. The Most High. We belong to the kingdom of the Most High. That He can make and change things around you. All what He wants you to say, restore. All He wants you to say, join me. I'm the God of restoration. I'm speaking it in heaven. And you speak it on earth. So things can change. And restoration can take place. And laws can be changed. And heart of kings can be changed. If Esther did not say anything to the king, nothing would have taken place. And her people would have perished. But she said, if I perish, I perish. She did not consider herself. Because she knows the Most High can protect her. Jacqueline, my daughter, she was on the top of the mountain. About 300 feet.
Christians and other ethnic religious minorities.
Oh, not yet. And when she was there, they saw her and they saw the group that it was with her. So they sent a spy. He was probably like 16 years old boy. He came up and he was very witty and very nice and but nobody knew that he was filled with exposure. They sent him with exposure. And the Holy Spirit told Jackie and the group, you run now. You run and you leave your place now. They ran and they got into the car. And by the time the car started to move, they were looking back and they saw this little boy, 16 years old, just exploded because he had this explosion in him, and they were, it was timed. And it meant to destroy them all with him. But God, the Most High, protected them. Can God protect you? He who has done it with my daughter can do it with you. He can do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Trust and obey. And the Most High, who can help us to reach the UK Parliament to change laws in the favor of the blood of the Christians, can do it for you. I want you to see it. It's all in English anyway.
We now come to the backbench debate on the recognition of genocide by Daesh against Yazidis, Christians and other ethnic religious minorities.
Yesterday evening, here in the UK Parliament, we heard the truly harrowing personal testimony of a brave 16-year-old Yazidi girl called Aklas. We also heard from another woman, Yvette, who'd come directly from Syria for last night's meeting and spoke of Christians being killed and tortured. Let us come together and call this what it is, a genocide.
Before Eklas spoke, she was introduced by a human rights lawyer, Jacqueline Isaac. Jacqueline spoke of the shock of the fear of the knock on the door by fighters from Daesh, which would lead to people being characterised into different groups, with murder, rape and being taken hostage commonplace. We must help her and those like her who have suffered from the genocide that has taken place.
The eyes to the right, 278. The nose to the left, zero.
The eyes have it. The eyes have it. Unlock.
He is the Most High God. He's over the UK Parliament. He's over the American Congress and the American government. He moves things. He shakes things for his people. The blood of the saints is crying out and saying, restore. And we are to say restore. We are to say restore in action. We are to get up and say restore. We are to pray for the saints in there. We are to pray for the army that go there. Prayers. Prayers is the most important things. You pray daily when you see the news. When you see the news, you say, devil, you're a liar. Devil, we're not going to believe your reports. Lord Jesus, send your army there. Protect your people there. Do you know that the news is the devil's news? And we can count, it's a counterfeit. Let's say God's news. God's news. When you see the news, speak God's news. Social, put in social media God's news. Make it viral. Open doors for us to go and share. Tell other churches. Let's know what God is doing in the midst of the war. Let's be part of saying restore in an action. Let's do it. Let's do it all together. Let's stand and say restore together out loud. Shake hers and shake heaven. Restore. 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 Restore what the enemy has taken. Restore. Restore your people. Restore the wealth of the people. Restore the land. Restore the souls of the people. Restore healing to them. Restore healing. Restore healing to us. Lord, let heal us so we can heal the nations. Make us pure. Make us healthy so we can go as a healthy army of you, God. Let's do it together. Let's take an action. Let's take an action. Restore. Restore. Have a seat. And now, let's go to action. So the first action, our prayers. How many of you can say, Lord, I'm going to pray for this lady, for her small team, for the areas where she goes to, for the Christians in this part of the world? How many? Okay, if you promise this, I need you. I want your email address so we can send you our news, where we're going, so you can pray for us. Amen? Okay. Can we pass like our pastor? I don't know how you can do it. So there is a call to action. It's outside. Yeah. There is a call to action. Be involved. We need the prayer partners here. If you like to be on this list, write all the information with good handwriting, please. It's good handwriting. We're Egyptians. We're supposed to know holographic language, but we don't read it. Okay. The media, the social media. That's the second strongest weapon. Go to our YouTube, go to our Facebook. We need the Facebook to go viral. Whatever you see there, share. And Instagram. You can go on Roads of Success Instagram, Roads of Success Media, Facebook, and social media. Probably you will notice that we don't publish lots of Christian verses and stuff like this for a reason. Because we go to different kind of government, so we have to have access, easy access. Okay. We need marketing people. People to help us market the education program that we have and the container program that we have. If you are in marketing, you can help us. We need Christian university. We partner with Christian universities that teach certain courses to the people there just by the internet. So you don't have to be there. But if you have access to Christian universities with good program, like to teach them computer, to teach them website, to teach them things that we can empower them. We need to empower them. If you are connected with people who can start small businesses, that we can help them to be empowered so they don't go to poverty and sell themselves. The small businesses, that it can help the Christians there, that they can start their business and they can live and be empowered. We need translators. Anybody here speaks Arabic? Nobody? How about English writers? We need good writers. We don't write good. You know, we can hardly speak it. So. We need good English writers that we can tell them the story and they can write it good so it can be published. How about grant researchers and grant writers? Do we know anybody? If we can have that. And if you can, you feel like the Lord wants you to support this ministry monthly or one time. We're not good with fundraising. We don't have this gift. But you are the young people. You have this gift. If you can think of ways to fundraise to help those people. We are not making the blood of the saint cheap so we can go and say fundraising, fundraising. No. It's holy. It's holy. When they were building the temple of God, they were not cheaping the holy thing. Give money, give money, give money. When the heart of people moved, they went and they donated. So I'm not here to cheapen the blood of the saints. It's so holy. If you can be part of any of this, or probably you will think of another idea, contact us. Let's partner together to say restore in a practical way. Outside, there is a table, and on this table, there are some brochures to know more about us, and some products the saints have made with their own hands that you can donate to. there are also like, this is a genuine papyrus. A verse is on it. Restore Egypt. Restore the papyrus. Restore the people of the papyrus. Keep them. Help them not to go to war. God helped Egypt by sending Osiris to save Egypt so it won't be like Syria and it won't be like Iraq. Keep it in front of you. Keep it in front of you and remember them. And other things that it's made by their hand or it's donated for our organization so it can help. We're here together to say restore. God may give you another idea of restoration. He can do it. Share with us. Make it go viral. The voice of the blood of the saints is crying out in heaven, and we are to respond to it in an action. And to raise our voices and to raise our hands and to do something to restore. I feel like some people here, their life needs restoration. Their relationship needs to be restored. They have a son is away. They don't know where he is. Is there someone here that they don't know about their kids? The kids are gone. God can restore. We can call out for the restoration of the family. Probably your husband left you or your wife cheated on you. He's here to restore. You cannot restore other people if you're not restored yourself. The Samaritan woman was healed for the harvest. And God is calling us today to be healed and to be restored for the harvest. We're sent for the nations. We're sent for the families, our families. Today in you that you can have father, mother, children, brothers and sisters, Christians in the Middle East, that you can be part of the restoration. But God can restore us here. If you have a need of prayer to be restored in any way, shape, or form, I ask you to come up front and the prayer team can come up front and pray for the people. Thank you for the worship.